CCB Board Minutes Summaries, compiled by Artis Bazin, CCB Secretary. April 6, 2017 Summary, approved June 15. Judy Wilkinson called the April 6 board meeting to order and Artis called the roll. Gail Crossan was absent. Jean Lozano suggested CCB having CDs of the convention program. Patrick brought a prototype of a seated treadmill for members to test, requesting feedback. The board accepted the March 9 board meeting minutes. The board approved the ratification of the previously passed email motion to officially name the exhibit room the Abby Showman Exhibit Room for the next 5 years. The board accepted the treasurer's report as presented. Rob Turner gave the report of the Ad Hoc Committee on Alternate Ways to Attend Conventions. The board accepted the report and for the committee to continue for another year. Donna Pomerantz and Debbie Cordero gave the Mutstrut report. The profit for this event was $16,122.99. Louis Herrera with Hugo had the largest donor amount, $2,535. Judy Wilkinson with Carly was second. Southern Cal Gas donated $5,000 and the Pasadena Lions Club donated $3,000. The Louisiana, Canada, Kiwanis also donated $3,000. There were 35 fundraising pages, 115 donors, 120 registrants for the event, and 12 vendors. The raffle was won by the San Gabriel Area Chapter. The board accepted the report. Paul gave a report on the office relocation. He outlined his case for support document, created with assistance from several CCB members, focusing on one vision, one mission. He mentioned the success of the Tommy T's comedy event. The Sacramento Marriott will host the 2018 Dining in the Dark experience during the next CCB convention. He discussed a statewide walkathon and other possible projects. The meeting adjourned at 9:15 p.m. Teleconference Minutes Summary, June 15, 2017, approved October 12. Judy called the meeting to order. When Artis called the roll, Gail Crossan and Charlene Ornelas were absent. The board accepted the April 6 minutes. The board ratified an email vote approving CCB writing a brief in the Domino's Pizza case for Guillermo Robles. The brief would be written by Eve Hill representing all parties. The board approved leasing the CCB office to the Hurley property. Vita gave the technical operations group report, and the board accepted it. The treasurer's report was postponed. Jeff reported that convention committees were appointed. Judy said details would be coming about the Canes Across California effort. Gabe said his committee is moving forward with a new constitution and bylaws as one document. Judy thanked the outgoing board members and welcomed the new ones. The meeting was adjourned. CCB Board Teleconference Minutes Summary, August 10, 2017, approved October 12. Judy called the board meeting to order and all board members were present. Paul gave his CEO's report. He mentioned grants for about $5,000 for in-kind donations that were received. Other grants are pending for over $225,000. Paul will place recruitment opportunities in emails as soon as he gets back from his training in Arizona. There was a Canes Across California discussion about the correct Facebook page. It is CCB Sacramento. Sarah Harris is the co-chair on Dining in the Dark. 270 tickets have been purchased. CCB is looking for auction items. A DJ has been hired for the event. There will be a live auction of touch painting. Sponsors are being sought. The lease for the new office location has been signed, so the move will occur in early November. JAWS software will cost $1,100 for the office. The board accepted the CEO report. Peter asked the board to check the different formats of treasurer's reports so he knows how all can read them while integrating programs into it. Budget line items are in line, but resource development has not moved forward as projected. CCB will be spending less than projected. The report was postponed for further updates. For the convention report, Jeff said Tommy Edison will be our convention speaker, a traffic reporter, movie critic, and on YouTube. Eric Bridges will be the ACB speaker. We will have a revised CCB constitution to vote on. CCB is looking for sponsors and exhibitors. A spot for the youth conference is saved. Vita gave the technical operations group update. She said the website is like a construction site. Testers are checking forms and other parts of the site. We should be able to register for the convention online. Please send questions to Vida about online registration. She answers webmaster email. Gabe is sending out some questions for building the framework for the new constitution and bylaws. Another call is on September 20th. The full constitution will be approved by a two-thirds vote. Board members will be paired with other members to check in about board matters. Board members will be paired with chapters and some committees. Updates can be made at executive sessions. Board members need to report to ARDIS their volunteer hours for board activities before the end of the month. The CCB membership committee is having a members at large call. Different conference calling options are being checked. Zoom cloud meetings is being explored for another way to meet. The meeting was adjourned. CCB board teleconference minutes summary, October 12, 2017, approved. November. Judy called the roll and three board members were absent: Gabe Griffith, Artis Bazin, and Rob Turner. The board minutes were approved for June and August. The board ratified the email board vote approving the computer upgrades and Vista reasonable accommodations request. CEO Paul Shane gave his report. He is hiring the Vista employees. They will start training in November. CCB will be moving the office the second weekend of November. Nicole is going through social media and QuickBooks training. Dining in the dark is set up. CCB needs sponsors for this event. Vista employees cannot do advocacy or handle political efforts or religious meetings. Judy asked Paul to send an overview of what the Vista workers would do. Paul ordered cookbooks from our speaker for sale only in print. Braille ones were too expensive, so none were ordered. Audio ones are downloaded free. Vista members will not get sponsorships. Vita gave the report from the technical operations group and said our website developer is rebuilding our website. The homepage should be working by November 15th. The link for the Vista info and dining in the dark will be first online. At large members will be able to pay dues online. Chapter info is already up. CCB convention forms will be done by January. It was requested to have the scholarship application online. The developer reports to the TUG and is paid for her contracted amount. The board approved a 3-year contract for website hosting at approximately $1,100 or less. The discussion on the employee manual was postponed. Judy said that Bill 1705 about the guide dog board passed and that board will be sunsetted. Judy told about reimagining philanthropy. See President's message. Some board members are going at their own expense. An executive session occurred where personnel matters were discussed. CCB board teleconference minutes summary, November 2, 2017, approved December 14. Judy called the meeting to order and Artis called the roll. Gail Crossan and Pam Matz were absent. Paul gave his CEO report. He stated that the office is moving on the second weekend of November and the internet and phones should be up by Monday or Tuesday. Vista employees will be in training on Monday the 13th. Peter gave a summary of the treasurer's report. He will send the updated report to the board. The board accepted the employee handbook with changes recommended in email discussions, including changing company to organization, and no group is as important as customers as the members. The board approved forming a subcommittee task force to discuss policies on vacation, sick leave, and benefit issues, including holidays. These need to be brought back to the board in December. Jeff gave an update of the upcoming convention program. A pre-convention candidates forum will be held. On Wednesday, employment training and financial literacy training events will be held. In the evening, a tactile art show will be held. Capital Day will be on Thursday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. with light rail leaving at 7:30 a.m. Other sessions during convention will include a workshop by a blind magician, a Project FEMA luncheon, tech committee, credential and nominating meetings at 3 and 5 p.m., dining in the dark with auction, welcome party 7 to 9 p.m. followed by hospitality. A Friday CCB Women's Breakfast, Brookfield Breakfast Fundraiser, and Blind Alive. The Friday lunch will describe the Google Grant for National Park Description, U of H Yosemite. On Friday night, Eric Bridges will speak. On Saturday, The board meeting will be from 7 to 9 a.m., perhaps having one before the convention. On Saturday, luncheons for tech and guide dogs will be held. A scholarship reception will also be included. On Saturday, the new constitution and bylaws will be discussed. A banjo band entertainment by Tommy Edison will perform Saturday night with awards. On Sunday, traditional business will occur with an afternoon river walk. Transportation is being planned for back and forth for the airport. The board approved adjourning the meeting and went into executive session. Personnel matters were discussed. The call ended at 10:10 p.m. CCB Board Teleconference Minutes Summary, December 14, 2017, approved January 11, 2018. Frank Welt called the meeting to order. Those absent were Judy, Sarah, Pam, and Vivian. The board accepted the minutes for October. The executive board meeting was held, and no motions were made during this meeting. The board accepted the November minutes with two corrections. Peter gave the treasurer's report. The board approved requesting the Newell Perry Trust to release $70,000 to the CCB for purposes of paying CCB staff salaries and benefits and continuing support for our website update for the 2018 fiscal year. The board approved the Budget and Finance Committee's recommendation regarding the proposed 2018 budget. The board ratified the email vote approving a 10-day floating holiday schedule. Paul gave his CEO report. He is working on sponsorships for the convention and dining in the dark. He is actively recruiting for another Vista volunteer. Applications are available online. It is hoped convention registration will be online soon. Paul Patch Jr. described a fireworks booth fundraiser. The board approved moving forward. A few board members attended MGRU training and felt it very useful. The board approved adjourning the meeting at 8:20 p.m.